Well, where are you in your marriage relationship? Is your spouse home? Is your spouse living somewhere else? Have you listened to hateful words like, I never loved you, or I'm never coming home? The enemy has come in. You or your spouse may have been tempted by the enemy. I took surveys from my pastor and Christian counselor, listing all my circumstances and telling them how bad it was. And then they told me I had the escape clause and to divorce my husband. Bob had been unfaithful periodically. Pray that they will repent and pray their heart will be transformed, just like we talked in Jeremiah 18. You are wanting to say, Lord, take me, mold me, make me. Forgive me of my sins. That is what David did in Psalm 51. And then you say, Lord, I surrender my will, my way, and you can make me into any way you want me to be. Make me more like you, Father. And as he does that, you are going to become more Christ-like. You're going to have the attitudes, the behavior, the words to come out of your mouth to become more loving. And your husband or wife and other people, your co-workers, are going to see a change in you. They're going to say, what has happened to you? You need to understand that you are the one that's going to have to change first, not the Lord changing your spouse. You have to keep saying, Lord, mold me, make me, reveal to me your will, your way, for all of the circumstances and the many problems you have throughout every day. When Bob was gone, I was broken. I was crying all the time because I knew deep inside of my heart I had made the biggest mistake in my life by divorcing my husband. I had walked into anger and bitterness and hatred when truly I loved Bob.